Hi, everybody. It's time for your Land and Livestock Report here on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nemitz. Well, the USDA confirmed in its recent small grain summary report what many in the U.S. wheat industry already knew, and that's the severe drought along the northern plains decimated durum and spring wheat production this year. And for grain merchandisers like Kurt Harmon, Columbia Grain International's senior vice president of their grain division, the drought's impact on this year's crop is one of the biggest challenges they've had to face.
This is the biggest challenge I've had in my 28 years with Columbia Grain. It's the most widespread drought we've had across our entire footprint. I know there's been severe droughts in other parts of the country historically, but across the whole northern tier through the Northwest, easily the most pronounced one we've ever had. So there's quality challenges beyond just the yield problems we had. There's test weight issues in our hardwood winter in Montana. There's some test weight issues in Durham, even some color issues from a late rain. And then there's definitely test weight and protein issues for our white wheat growers out in the Palouse.
Andy says despite this year's quality challenges, they're doing their best to help farmers market their crops. And that's because Columbia Grain takes the responsibility of delivering a high-quality product to its customers very seriously. For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.